Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Job chapter 31. It's a long chapter, so I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 23 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. This is Job speaking, by the way. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then should I look lustfully at a young woman? For what is the portion from God above and the heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity to the unrighteous and disaster to the workers of iniquity? Doesn't he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood and my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out the way, if my heart has walked after my eyes, if any defilement has stuck to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yes, let the produce of my field be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed to a woman, and I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another and let others sleep with her. For that would be a heinous crime. Yes, it would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all my increase. If I have despised the cause of my male servant or my female servant when they contended with me, what then will I do when God rises up? When he visits, what will I answer him? Didn't he who made me in the womb make him? Didn't one fashion us in the womb? If I withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it. No, from my youth he grew up with me as with a father. I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or that the needy had no covering, if his heart hasn't blessed me, if he hasn't been warmed with my sheep's fleece, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, and because I saw my help in the gate, then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade and my arm be broken from the bone. For calamity from God is a terror to me. Because of his majesty, I can do nothing. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, again, Job is contending for his innocence, and he has created a covenant with his eyes that he would not sin against you. And Lord, I know that there's people listening today who are battling that right now, and they have failed that covenant with their eyes, and they have looked lustfully onto men or women, or perhaps they're entangled with pornography and it has just eaten up the life of their soul. Lord, I pray boldly for deliverance. And Lord, I know that this is an issue of worship. Worshiping one thing over the other. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be pornography. It could be lots of things. When we worship something other than you, it entangles us into a snare, and it causes us to do things that we regret and have great shame for. So I pray today for deep and lasting deliverance, that we would walk away from the lesser things, no longer giving them our allegiance or our worship, but we would worship the one true God. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our surrender. You are worthy of our repentance. You are worthy of our giving up everything for you, taking up our cross and following you. You are worthy because you were slain and you were punished for our transgressions, and you took the punishment of all sin and sin of all mankind upon yourself. You are worthy. And so, Lord, help us to worship that which is greater than ourselves and greater than our appetites. Forgive us for worshiping our appetites more than we worshiped you. And Lord, for those who heard the word adultery or and it's triggered them, and that maybe they were the ones that followed after lusting after someone that wasn't their spouse, or maybe they're the victim of someone committing adultery against them, I pray for healing. I pray for reconciliation if it's possible. I pray for repentance, and I pray for a new life. Lord, if there's no possibility for reconciliation, I pray for healing for the person left behind. And I pray that the one who continues to sin would come to that place of repentance. Lord, you are the one who is our husband. You are our spouse. You are the one who takes care of us. And I know there are many out there who are alone and really need you to be that spouse that they are longing for. I pray for the single person today who's aching and longing and lonely, and I pray that you would bring a godly spouse their way. I trust you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you are listening from anywhere in the world, actually, even in the United States, I'd love to hear how you found the podcast. You can actually email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you heard about the podcast, or maybe you have a testimony to share. That would be really exciting and interesting. So thanks for doing that in advance. And also thanks for praying for the show. And thanks for praying for me. I could always use more prayer.